When I first went there, we were in the 80s. And then we dropped down to about, I think our lowest was 45. I'm not too loud, am I? Was 45. What happens in villages, and I knew this from a previous school, there's a natural up and down, an ebb and flow of numbers, because you'll get a generation, particularly if the village population is static, then you get all the children come through,
Yes.
they go to secondary school, and the school numbers go right down. Once they marry in the past, they were farm labourers or they were workers on the estate or they worked in the shops and things. Then they had children and then the numbers went back up again. So village schools always have gone up and down over
Quite a
the years.
fluctuation, yeah.
But we were lucky because the village was expanding quite rapidly in the 24 years I was there. And so the population grew and grew and grew until we got, I think the highest I had was 114. And when I left was about 105. So it didn't come. We also got, I think what happens is, again, because you're a country school, your classes are naturally smaller. They might be mixed age groups, but they tend to be smaller. Therefore, parents in schools where there are bigger classes and around in the area will say, oh, we'd like to send our child to that school. So that happened.
Yes,
You
yes.
get phone calls and you'd say, but you live in such a village. And they say, well, I have spoken to the head teacher, they'd say, and he's quite, or she's quite happy for me to approach you. Or if they didn't say that, I would phone the head of the other school and said, I have been approached by Mr. and Mrs. So and so.
So it was very much done on a personal
It
basis
was
rather
done,
than as now.
yes,
Yes.
yeah. And we did it, I think, because we were a group of schools who, on the whole, I don't think there was any head who didn't get on. Everybody got on with each other. And the majority of the schools in my area fed Fulford. So there was like a family feeling with Fulford as well.
Yes.
And that made a big difference. And they were very supportive and it was very noticeable that I usually was in school on Sunday mornings working. And if I had a problem, I just needed to pick up. I could phone any head in about the six or seven schools around and you can almost be certain they would be in school as well on a Sunday morning. We were all doing, because all of us were teaching heads.